Today we will hear the powerful but very brief fourth and fifth movements of Vivaldi's Magnificat. You might remember that Vivaldi taught music at the Hospice of Mercy in the city of Venice. This is one of four hospices or orphanages for the Republic's orphan children. In the 1700s, impoverished mothers, both single mothers and married, could leave their newborn infants in a basket at a hospice or sometimes a convent. There was a special bell they could ring, and then they would vanish, knowing that the infant would be cared for. This heart-rending but seemingly necessary practice was not uncommon in Europe's cities, for birth control was unknown and poverty rampant. The Hospice of Mercy accepted orphan girls, fed them, housed them, and the sisters taught the girls household skills, including some artistic skills that might make them marriageable. One of those artistic skills would have been music. In days before radio, recordings, and music streaming, you only heard music at church, where it was free for everybody, in concerts, which only the wealthy could afford to attend, on street corners by itinerant musician actors, and at home. For centuries, upper and middle class families gave their daughters music lessons so that they could entertain their families and friends after dinner. Vivaldi's female students would have been accomplished musicians, for as we will hear, they were performing at the professional level. So, even though they had no dowry to bring to a marriage, they brought practical household skills, good character, and music making. I found a recording of two brief movements of Vivaldi's Magnificat performed the way it was written, played and sung by only women. It is only about 80 seconds long, but well worth hearing. These two verses display Yahweh's strength, throwing down the mighty from their seats. The word dispersit seems to explode when these women spit it out. The Schola Pietatis Antonio Vivaldi includes only women, who cover all the voice parts, soprano, alto, tenor, and yes, even the bass line, which Vivaldi kept within their vocal range. Today's email includes the text with translation.